How do you know when to fire an employee? This often very common occurrence is very difficult to do. And so if you're watching this video, you're probably looking for a litmus test, which I will provide you. My name is Stephen Pope. I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And I think that when you fire an employee, it's a very emotional experience for many of us because we're all human beings. But if you decide to keep that employee and keep them longer, festering the problem, you're actually doing your company a bigger disservice. So to help you out, I'm going to go through some of the litmus tests and what we use ourselves at My Amazon Guy. So I actually have this as a Google Doc. I provide it to all managers at the company, and I give them litmus tests. I wrote this myself. This is something I very much believe in. Doesn't mean it will work for everybody, but I think it's a very effective starting point if you're looking for some experience shares. So litmus test number one. Does the employee get it, want it, and have the capacity to do it? So this is coming out of many business books, all talk about this concept very much in line with Scaling Up, Traction, and dozens of others. Now, here is my mechanism for deciding whether to fire an employee. If the answer to two of these three questions is no, that's an immediate out. You cannot recover from not having at least two of these three down pat. It is unrecoverable if the employee does not get it, want it, or have the capacity to do it in at least two of those three. Now, if there is two of those three are there, there could be an opportunity for the employee to improve. Perhaps they're in the wrong seat. Perhaps they just need to be told and given feedback. If you fire an employee and it's a surprise to them, shame on you as the manager, as far as I'm concerned. It should be of no surprise. You should basically give them warnings and tell them that they are not performing appropriately to capacity or what you're looking for. If the employee has two of these three, but they don't have the third, it might be recoverable. Now, in my experience, it pretty much is a coin flip. If it's a coin flip that they can recover it or not, though, it is still worth it. Don't be a lazy manager. Go ahead and give them some feedback and press them to get better at it. Perhaps you're giving them the wrong tasks that they're not very good at. Perhaps you need to be more creative about how you divvy up the work. Perhaps you need to build the team or get them an assistant. There could be all kinds of reasons why the third part of litmus test number one is not coming to fruition. Maybe they get it and they have the capacity to do it, but they're just flat out lazy. That means they failed the want it. Maybe they're not lazy, that they're just there all the time. They just really want it. They want it so badly, but they don't have the capacity to do it. Even though you think they're a culture fit, they just don't have the skill set. Very difficult to recover from that. The get it ones are probably the easiest in my opinion. This is generally when there's a culture shock or something where they just don't understand why I have to follow the procedure a certain way. This could just simply be you just haven't taught them, given them enough training, enough experience. The want it and have the capacity to do it, though, are almost always deal breakers and very hard to recover from. Litmus test number two, this is going to be core values. Now, at My Amazon Guy, we have several core values that we really like and press upon the minds of the staff. You can find these yourself if you want to check them out. Just go over to myamazonguy.com/core. If you're curious about working at My Amazon Guy, you might want to appreciate this. But here are our five core values, and we call it the Let's Go core values: learning, eagerness, tech savvy, strategic communications, and get on base. The reason why I like these core values so much is because it's very much envelops the entire culture at My Amazon Guy. If you want to join us, but you don't like learning, that's going to be a pretty bad culture fit. You're going to have a culture toxicity of extreme proportions. It's why it's at the top of the list here. You gotta like learning. You gotta love learning. Because in the Amazon space, especially as it relates to agencies with nonstop deliverables, if you don't like to learn, you're going to be way behind the curve. You're just going to fall behind and fall off the cliff, quite frankly. Eagerness. We have a little bit of a beaver here, eager beaver, because if you don't get started and move yourself, keenness, bias for action, you're not going to be able to keep up or keep pace in an impatient, eager, chaotic environment called an agency. Now, these core values that I'm talking about may not be the right core values for your company. You need to know what your core values are. Sit down with your leadership team and specify them out. It's a pretty much typical basis that you're going to have five main core values for everybody in your company. We did, however, spit out some manager values off to the right here, which I'll talk about next. But first, finishing out the other three core values, we've got tech savvy. If you can't type 55 words per minute, you're probably not going to be a good fit for my Amazon guy. And the reason for that, you have to strategically communicate, write lots of emails, write, speak, and develop a plan and follow through on that plan. That is strategic communications, an extraordinarily important core value at my Amazon guy. And finally, get on base. This is probably the weirdest core value, but it's one that I've been pushing quite a bit into the culture of my company. One that we are constantly telling people, you don't have to hit a home run. You got to get on base. This is coming out of Moneyball. And the concept of Moneyball is it doesn't matter if you're the best first baseman in the league. As long as you can get on base and hit the ball or even get walked off, quite frankly, as long as you get on base and deliver in a nonstop deliverable environment like an agency, that's all I'm looking for. So if we use the scoring system in the bottom right, this is kind of our rubrics scoring system, if you will. If you have a negative on any one of these five core values and you can't correct it over the course of 2 to 4 weeks, you're out. You have to represent these five core values or you're out of the company. Now, similarly, we have manager core values, leadership. And I have a little bit of a Star Wars clone here. That's intentional because I want you to create other leaders. That is how I define leadership. In an agency with over 300 employees, if you can't create other leaders, we are going to starve for leadership because we're in a nonstop growing environment. We must continuously create new leaders. That's what I want out of my leadership. So if you can't create another leader, you're not a leader as far as I'm concerned. And if you can't represent these manager core values, we'll just remove the managerial part of your role. As long as you have the rest of the core values, you still have a job, but you're not a manager. You've got to be soft on the people, tough on the issues, and have extreme ownership. That, of course, is coming right out of the book over my shoulder here, right there, that Extreme Ownership book. Very good book by Jocko Willink. I think that's his last name. I always think of him as Jocko. And in any case, very good book about extreme ownership. And there's no such thing as a bad team. There's only such a thing as a bad leader, which means it's your fault. It's always your fault as a leader. Whether you hired the wrong person, whether you didn't fire them fast enough. I'm very much a big believer in hire fast, fire faster, and promote fastest. And if you do that in an age like we're living in with an ever-increasing speed of an age of information, you're going to do best. All right, so that's litmus test two. Can't fail the core values. Litmus test number three. Does the employee lack a key element of delivery to their role? Example, a brand manager at my Amazon guy who can't lead a call. That's an instant fire. That's because we don't allow for people to be in a support role if they're being hired as a brand manager. The entire point of that particular role is to lead an account, to lead a phone call, to lead the clients, the brand, and the team that all works under that project to success. You must be able to lead a phone call, obviously on Zoom, on camera, and be able to communicate effectively with a client. If you can't do that and you're a brand manager, sorry, you're out. And that's because if you can't do it, who is going to do it in your stead? You'll force your manager, an account director in the case at my Amazon guy, who will have to do your job for you. And I'm not in the business of babysitting employees. I'm in the business of making money. And if I have to babysit employees, I'm not in the business of making money. That, therefore, we only keep brand managers who can lead a call. There is probably something I triggered when you were hearing me talk about an employee who lacks a key skill in a key role that you're probably going to have to go act on now that you've thought about it out loud. That is normal. Always, always act on those sort of things. Litmus test number four. This one is unique to my company, but also cross applies to a lot of other brands. Does the employee lose MAG money? And in the unique aspect to an agency, do they lose us clients? If you are not liked by clients, if they fire us because they don't like you as an employee of MAG, that is the fastest way to get fired at an agency, is for clients to say, I don't want to work with that person. That is the fastest way anybody ever gets fired at an agency. But this litmus test, does the employee lose MAG money, could be applied to pretty much any company. If the employee is losing your money, they're out. Are there excessive client complaints? Someone who loses us 3 clients in a 20-day window should be removed and carefully reviewed very fast. If the client, if it gets to this litmus test, it's typically more of a failure on the direct manager who didn't prevent this to begin with. Now, mind you, go back to those core values. Extreme ownership dictates that the team's performance is the leader, and the leader of that team is representative of that. So if it gets to that point, that's on the leader. But if clients don't like a client-facing employee, that's the end of their story. Additional litmus tests, employee handbook. I separated out from the other litmus tests because an employee who grossly violates the employee handbook should be fired. For example, somebody who manipulates time tracking or tries to say that they're working when they're not working, that is an immoral thing to do. So if you break a code of conduct, an employee handbook, a morality issue, no matter how well you fit the core values, no matter how good of a manager you are and how much clients like you, I'm still going to ax you. I do not like immoral things, because if you cheat at something so basic at that level, what else will you do? What other corners will you cut? What other toxicity will you attract? And in a culture, top down, culture is always top down. So whatever the top of the culture allows to happen will permeate, will flush through the entire system of the organism. It'll trickle down into every part of a culture. And that's why I created these litmus tests, to help my managers know how to manage the culture that I'm trying to create. I'm not saying this is perfect for everybody else. This is what works for me. This is my experience share. But I would like to hear from you. What works for you? Post it in the comment section. Would love to learn from you. What are your core values? What are your litmus tests? And what was the last employee you had to fire and why? Add those all to the comment section. We'll actually learn more and more from each other. My name is Stephen Pope, and I'm the founder of My Amazon Guy. And if you like this video, you might like my other videos where I talk about culture. Watch those next year.